Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Comedy Castle podcast. I am Joel Fragamenti, your host, to tell you what's going on this week at the Comedy Castle. It's Chris Porter week. It's always a fun week when Chris comes to town. He's a super favorite of the staff, audiences. If you don't know Chris, you should get to know Chris because he's a terrific act. Had several recent specials on YouTube. He was also on Last Comic Standing. He is touring with Bert Kreischer soon as an opening act, and he'll tell you a little bit about that. But let's get into what's going on, because it's a big week outside of what Chris is doing on the weekend, because we have shows Tuesday, as I'm recording this, with David Nihil, the Shelf Help Tour. David, an Irish comedian, and he did a show, I think, about a year ago that was all about being Irish. That was hilarious. And this one, I think, is more about his life and self-help books. It's very popular. It's at 7 p.m. as I'm releasing this episode. So many of you will have missed David's show, or maybe you win. It's a popular show, but that's at 7 p.m. Then we've got Leslie Liao joining us on Wednesday night at 7:30 p.m. for one show. Leslie, recent Netflix special, has appeared on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. Very funny young lady, and enjoyed what I watched of her set. That's a 7:30 show on Wednesday, and then Thursday to Saturday, Chris Porter, 7:30 p.m. on Thursday, 7:15 and 9:45 this Friday, the 29th, and then Saturday the 30th at 7 p.m. and 9:30. Get your tickets for Chris Porter. You'll have a good time. You will. You're going to have a good time with Chris. We had a good time with TJ Miller last week. I think most of the staff still feeling the effects of working the TJ Miller weekend. We had great crowds. I want to thank everybody that came out and saw those shows. It was super fun. TJ always makes you work. He always makes it interesting, and he's a sweet guy. We had a nice talk last week. If you didn't listen to that show, I got some quality time with TJ, and I know he spent some quality time with Carl Sobel, which I saw on Instagram. Oh, another thing, I'm going to plug our Instagram real quickly here, Comedy Castle Pod. If you go over to our profile, you'll see if you go to the tagged thing, there's a little tab, you know, post, saved, and tagged. You can see me doing the offstage announcement, getting heckled by TJ. That's how that went down. So that was a lot of fun. Should I play it for you? I could play it for you. I don't know if I'll play it for you now. I'll play a little bit of that. Let's play a little bit of that, and then we'll listen to should I play this or not? Yeah, well, let's play that. Why not? See if I can get this to come through. See how my technical skills are.
I'll get beat here.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And
starting the show.
Welcome to Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle. Yeah! Are you ready for a great show tonight, folks?
Yeah, I'm ready, Alex Jones!
There I am.
We got a great show for you this evening with your headliner. He is here as part of his crowd sourcer tour. It's TJ Miller.
I heard that guy's pretty funny.
And keep that applause going for your feature act tonight. Carl Sobel's going to make you laugh.
He's better. I heard he's funnier.
From
Carl Sobel is here. We just
from
have
Carl's Instagram. We'll leave it at that. If you want to watch the rest, go over to Comedy Castle Pod. Give us a like, a follow, whatever it is. I think it's a follow on Instagram. I'm still working out the social media. I can do Facebook, pretty much. I'm good at that one. I've mastered the art of Facebook at this point of my age. And let's get it. My age comes up as well with Chris Porter, which we'll get into. But here's what we talked to Chris about, because this is fun. We talked about how he's liking the road. He tells us a sort of his unique pattern for doing the road when he's on and when he's off. I compliment him on the Kansas City Chiefs winning the Super Bowl, and he tells me about how he was on the field and he was inches away from Travis Kelce. I will leave it at that, and you can listen. He'll tell us about all the comics that have come up through the Kansas City scene where he started out. And he'll tell us about his rock and roll band, the Campfire Astronauts. It's really more of a trio, but they're touring all over. And they're not playing the Comedy Castle, and there's a reason for it that you'll hear in this interview. And then I also ask him for some advice. I'm feeling my age. And I go, you know, Chris Porter, this is like my cool friend. I got him on the phone. Let's ask him a question. How does he feel about these things? Give him a musical question, and we'll talk about that. So, anyway, I think we'll get this going without any further ado. Listen to this, guys. I'll join you afterwards. The hilarious Chris Porter, everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, on the other end of my line, it's always fun having Chris Porter on the show. How you doing, Chris?
I'm well, sir. How are you?
I'm doing all right, man. It's another big weekend at the Comedy Castle. I would.
Yes, sir.
I've lost count of how many times you've been to the club, but maybe you know.
I don't. I try not to. You know, a buddy of mine counts every set. He can tell you how many sets he's ever done. Mm-hmm. And that sounds like the most depressing thing in the world.
Yeah, I guess so. You just kind of do them and, you know, it adds up to something. I don't know.
You're like, oh, I've done that many sets and I'm still not famous. Okay.
Well, you know, you do so many sets, it makes you good. I do believe in that. And you're past point.
I hope so. God knows I have no other employable skills, so.
Well, I'm glad you're still there. But do you get sick of the road? Do you go like, oh, man, I wish I could just do this or that?
I mean, there are times. Look, I'm very fortunate to lead the life that I do, to work a few hours a day and have a job where you walk in the door and they offer you food and beer. I don't take that for granted, but you know, I do 42 weekends a year.
Yeah.
So it, you know, and I'll do basically what I do is I do 5 months straight and then I take a month off and then I go 5 months straight. I take another month off.
Yeah.
And, you know, in the middle of those runs, it gets taxing and there's times where you're like, man, I should have just been an accountant. And, you know, I'd probably have a finished basement and, you know, a backyard and a dog and a wife. Yeah. But, you know, who knows how content I would be in that lifestyle. Not that that's not a very admirable thing to do, but, you know, I've got to do a lot of really cool stuff that accountants probably don't get to do most of the time. So, you know, yeah, the road. So to answer your question, yes, at times the road does get on your nerves, but it's a lot better than it used to be, man.
Well, sure, because I take it you're flying most, or if you're driving, you're not driving.
You're flying. Yeah, you're flying most. You know, comedy in general is bigger than it was when I started in 1998.
Yeah,
where comedy was, you know, people were like, oh, people still do that? Like, that's nuts.
I started in 99. I know how it is, man.
Yeah. So, you know, and we came up in a time where, you know, if you wanted to do a club that wasn't in your hometown, you just had to go to that club on open mic night and hope for the best. And now you can just text someone a link, you know?
Yeah.
So, no, it's been a great ride. I do enjoy it. But like, you know, like any job, no matter how much you love it, there are days where you're like, fucking, I don't want to do this right now.
Well, we like to think we're one of the good places you go. So,
I mean, and not to, you know, blow smoke or stroke you off or anything, but, you know, Ridley is just one of the pinnacle comedy clubs in the country. Yeah. So it's nice to, and you know, coming in that everyone's, you know, the guys that run it and the ladies that run it. You know, it's one of the easiest weeks of the year. Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah, I know what you mean by that. I've certainly had ones where the show is just it's just secondary to what else is going on. You know, there's something.
Yes, 100%.
Like if it's connected to a restaurant, that restaurant gets the full staff, the full attention of management, and you, the performer, is kind of like, oh, he's here. Fuck.
Oh yeah. Oh, and then they're just. You know, but it's also a lot of that's on, you know, other performers. There's just some guys that make it so hard on the comedy clubs where you're like, oh, yeah, no, I understand why you're feeling a certain way, you know, towards me. But, yeah, it's I don't know. I feel like comedy is a lot more, it's a lot better than it was when we started. Yeah. That's for sure.
Yeah, definitely. And then, well, I guess I should, I wanted to talk about your music. We've talked about it last time, but I see that you have tour dates for the Campfire Astronauts.
So Zach Myers from a little band known as Shinedown, that band that hardly anyone's ever heard of that fills arenas. They are a strange band. I guess most bands, unless you get into like the icons, but most bands, it's like, oh yeah, my friend's in this band. And they're like, who the fuck is that? And you're like, well, they just filled a 15,000 seat arena. So maybe this is on you.
Yeah. That has changed over the years.
Yeah. No, I mean, in the days of radio, it was like, oh no, there are only four bands that are popular. Right. So yes, I know that. But yeah, so me and Zach do a thing, a show where he and I walk up on stage with guitars and a guitarist, another guitarist named, also named Zach, but with a K.
Okay.
We go, but it's Zach and I's show for the most part. We go up there and we tell, you know, Zach and I have been best friends for going on 10 years. And so it's a lot of stories about us hanging out, things we've done on the road. Then we play songs intermittently. Usually those songs tie in with said stories.
Oh, okay.
But, and they're all covers. We don't play any originals. Yeah. And so it's, you know, for the most part, it's songs you've heard before. And then at one point in the show, I do stand up and then Zach does stand up. That's the kind of the crux of the show is that, you know, I'm out of my element. He's out of his element. And so we did a couple last year and they were really well received and everyone kind of likes the concept. So yeah, we did a tour. We're doing a tour starting April 17th. Well, April 14th, we do a show in Memphis, and then April 17th, the bus shows up and we do Nashville, Wichita, Kansas City, Flint, Michigan.
Yeah.
And then Kaukauna, Wisconsin, which is somewhere between Green Bay and Appleton. But yeah, it's a fun night. We have a lot of fun doing it. We're also very fortunate to have another one of our mutual best friends has his own tour bus. So he's letting us take that. But yeah, no, it's a fun night. It's a fun show. Like when we do it, even the people that work there are like, man, I've never seen anything like this. And that was a lot of fun. So it's a great time. You know, if you feel like making the drive up to Flint or down to Flint, I'm not real familiar with Michigan geography.
Up, it would be up from the Comedy Castle. Yeah.
Yeah. If you want to go up there and check it out on April 21st, it's a nice little Sunday.
Yeah.
But no, it's a fun time. It's also something else to do. It's fun to get out of your element but also, you know, still be in the entertainment world. Mm. You know, when I was a struggling comic during the summer, I would go home to visit and then I would end up mowing yards for my cousin. And he's like, why are you doing this? And I was just like, well, man, when I do comedy, I have to be, you know, super hyper aware of everything that's going on. And it's pretty stressful when you're on stage. 'Cause you're like, is this funny? Is that, why is that guy not laughing? Why is that waitress talking too loud? And when you mow yards, you're just like, man, I got to keep this thing straight. And it's just the easiest, not that mowing yards is easy, but it's a lot less stressful for sure.
Right.
So, but yeah, so it's nice to get out of the element and do something within, you know, show off another talent that you might have.
Yeah. Do you feel that helps you a little bit in stand up or just the performing, even though it's not the act, you're still doing something in front of people? And
I think it definitely gives me perspective, because comedy, you know, stand up comedy used to, you know, like anything, would become tedious at times. And now I can be up there going, well, at least I don't have to remember what chord I'm playing. And it's a lot of fun. It's just, it definitely, I can't be more excited for this tour coming up. Not that I'm not excited to come to Detroit or Louisiana the week after that, But man, it's going to be a lot of fun to ride on a tour bus and kind of be a rock star for a week and know what that life is like. And then the cool thing is I get off that bus and then I go straight to open for Bert Kreischer. So bus to bus.
Yeah.
And, so it's been a fun year and, the campfire thing will be great. And then right in between the Memphis and the Nashville date, I get to do the Ryman again for the Nashville Comedy Festival.
Okay.
So that'll be fun. Yeah.
You're having a
it's
great
gonna
year.
It's going to be a fun April. Yeah, buddy.
Should be. Yeah, absolutely. We'd love to have that show at the club, I'm sure, if we could work out a date. I mean, we're so booked and, you know.
Oh, man, that would be great. We've been mainly, aside from Zanies, we've been mainly doing rock clubs only because, you know, we show up and there's three mics and three guitars and and most of the time the sound guys, they're like, man, I use this one fader and that's all I know how to do.
Yeah, the comedy club. Yeah. Well, yeah, we have a band that plays at our club.
Awesome.
But here's what they do. They hire a guy who brings in a board. And all the cables, and it's a whole thing, and he sets up in the corner and does all that. So, yeah, you go to a rock club, it's already there.
Oh, yeah, there's already a guy, and he, you know, usually when you go to a rock club, the sound guy toured with Styx in the 80s, so he's just like, I'm going to cut your guitar at 140 hertz. Get that ringing out of there. I'm like, man, that's all gibberish to me, but whatever you need to do, bro.
Yeah, it's fun, man. It's fun seeing music in a comedy place, though, I'll tell you. That's a thrill.
Oh, yeah, man. And, you know, we're always open to it. So definitely something I'll talk to Mark about.
Yeah, definitely.
For next year.
Tag it on to the end of a week or just do it as part of a tour, however you want to do it. But
That would be fun. Yeah, no, it's a fun night. And, and especially in Nashville, because of everyone lives there, we usually have some special guests come up and do stuff. So it'll be a fun show.
Right. All right, what else I got? I want to congratulate the Kansas City Chiefs and you on your successful Super Bowl win this year.
Oh, we appreciate it, man. Yeah, you know, apparently it's all been scripted from day one.
Right.
I was unaware of that.
Well,
but,
that's they went with Taylor Swift as their celebrity and not you. But you know.
Yeah.
I saw you on the sideline though on Instagram. That must have been cool.
Oh, that was down in Green Bay. Yeah. Up in Green Bay.
Yeah.
You know, look, I've been doing comedy long enough. This is what it is. I've been doing comedy long enough to where I have like fans that are like, oh, I saw you as a kid. And so this guy that works for the Chiefs was like, man, I've been a fan for a long time. And he was like, if you ever need sideline passes, we'll see. And we were in Green Bay and I was like, hey man, he's like, come on down. So there was a real funny story. Travis Kelce and I have mutual friends and we're right by where Kelce's warming up. And there's this moment where he starts walking up to me and he's got this big smile on his face. And I'm like, oh, did one of my friends reach out? And then for no reason, he just turns and walks away. And even my buddy was like, man, I thought he was coming to say hi to you. I was like, me too.
You thought you were somebody else?
Yeah. So it was a fun. So it's fun. Green. I don't know if you've ever been to Lambeau.
But I have not.
It's a magical place. So, good times. Good times.
There are rivals, but I can respect a good stadium.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. And then what else do I got here for you? But I was just wondering, so comedy, we talked about, you know, how it's changed for you. But young guys, I mean, you talk about that guy from Kansas City that knows you. Young comics, like in Kansas City, you must be the local hero, right? Are you the guy that all the young comics want to meet or want to work with?
I mean, maybe. I don't.
You don't know.
I don't know. Just because, you know, I don't live there anymore.
Oh, okay.
And when I, you know, I haven't lived there since 2005.
Right.
And the times that I'm home, I, you know, my family's my priority and then followed by my friends. So it's, you know, and I do six shows there a weekend.
Yeah.
and or a year, sorry, not a weekend, a year. And so, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not familiar with the scene. There have been days where I've wanted to go to an open mic night just to like pop in and see what the scene was like more than anything. Mm-hmm. And I just, you know, when the time came, I just didn't go.
Yeah, fella. Yeah.
So,
well, were you in the scene that you started in? Are you, was there anybody else that went on to great things in comedy that you started with?
Well, right below me or right behind me in my, you know, probably 4 or 5 years after I started, Nikki Glaser came up in Kansas City. And I was, you know, I helped her early on, like very early on, where I was like, you know, telling her pretty basic things. I have nothing to do with her success, but, but to watch her, you know, I saw her the other day, believe it or not, at Steven Tyler's Grammy watching party, which was, which was not at his house, but it was just a big charity event we'd all been invited to.
Yeah.
But yeah, I saw her and, you know, she's blown up to be Nikki fucking Glaser. Yeah. And so just, you know, and, you know, we're still great friends and we sat next to each other and had a great night. And I told her how proud I was of her. And, but, then, you know, Tim Gaither is a regular at the Comedy Store, touring comic. Justin Leon lives in Chicago. He's a touring comic. He opens for me. James Johan.
Yeah.
And then, you know, a kid by the name of Mike Baldwin, who has had some regional success. Yeah. But, yeah. Yeah, so, you know, there's a lot of people from my class still working, I would say. I don't know how many of them have gone on to great things, but, you know, to work in this industry for 20 years is a feat, no matter what level you do it.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, we just had the guy, Michael Costa, who started a couple years after me, and he's one of the Daily Show guys now. And I was like, well,
that's, and I know Michael from the LA scene.
Yeah, Michael's a good guy. We're happy for him.
He's a great dude. Yeah. And, you know, like, you know, and the thing that you love most about people when they get successful is when they don't change as a person.
Yeah.
And Michael's very much the same guy that he's always been.
Yeah, he did a great job for us, and we were happy because he hadn't played at our club in, I can't remember how many years, but over a decade. And it was interesting because he saw me and he goes, what happened to this guy? What happened to that guy? Well, let me see. That guy died and that guy moved here and that guy's in jail and this guy, you know, but it was fun catching up. You know, it always is.
Oh, that's awesome.
Knowing that somewhere in his mind as he's, you know, working in Manhattan, there's a little part of his brain that is reserved for the Detroit open mic comedy scene of the early 2000s.
Yeah.
That does feel good to know. All right. Speaking of time, and I'm going to ask you this just because I think you're a cool guy and I think you good music, and I'm reaching an age. I'm in my 50s now, Chris. And the other day I watch all these music documentaries. And tell me if this is wrong, but I feel like it's exactly the age I'm at. I started getting into Steely Dan. Is that an issue? Should I be worried?
You know what, man? I think that's maturity because I used to make fun of Steely Dan.
Yeah.
This is a funny story, and I don't mean a name drop, but it's how it happened.
Please do.
I was making fun of Steely Dan backstage at a concert, and Chris Robinson of the Black Crowes goes, "Hey, man." Those dudes can fucking play.
Yeah.
And all they talk about is doing drugs and getting girls. He was like, you need to go back and listen to those records.
Yeah.
And I went, I was like, okay. And I didn't believe it. I was like, I'll go listen. But I mean, if you're, I do think you just mature to a point where you're like, fuck yeah, jazz, pop, rock music. Like, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hey
19. That's a big one.
Yeah, and you know a lot of those songs are about reminiscing. So when you're a kid, you're like, "Fucking, I don't know what it's like. My old school. I'm in my new school," you know. But no, I Katie Lied is probably one of my favorite records. But they're all great. Countdown to Ecstasy, all of it's amazing. So yeah, don't do not be shamed by Steely Dan. I've gotten to the point where I'm going back into like my 20s. So like, especially at the gym or pre-show, there has been an embarrassing amount of Limp Bizkit being played.
Yeah, I know. You're not the only one. I'm hearing that from people that they're back into Limp Bizkit.
I will die on the Limp Bizkit hill because you go back. Those songs are really good.
Yeah.
Those guys are really good at what they do. And no one's ever sounded like them before or since.
Yeah.
And I mean, am I out there buying, you know, there's only five songs you need to listen to. They're by no means a B-sides band, but those hits are, I'll do it all for the nookie. I'll do it.
I saw them at a festival in 2000, right in their heyday.
Oh, wow.
And I was not there for them, but I made sure to, you know, stand a little bit further from the stage than I was the rest of the time and enjoyed it. So it was all right. They're okay with
me. Well, that's awesome.
Yeah, that was good. All right, well, I'll go back to my midlife crisis now.
Yeah, man,
or not have a midlife crisis now. I don't know.
Listen to Asia. It's spelled A-J-A.
Yeah, that's the big one. I know. I've been into that. I just hit that. And then I watched a Paul Simon documentary the other day. What's wrong with me?
There you go.
I'm something.
Check out the Eagles. See,
well, again, Eagles, I think, are, as far as a hits band, you can't go wrong with the Eagles.
Can't go wrong with the Eagles. And, I mean, Eagles are a solid band. Yeah. Even there's some album cuts.
Well, I'm a Joe Walsh guy. So that's halfway there, right? I mean,
like, even if you like go back and listen to that Desperado album,
okay,
with like Doolin Dalton, it's super country. I don't know if it's their first or second one, but it is. It's Bone Town, brother. Right. It's Bone Town.
Well, I'm marrying a girl in her 30s next year, so the wedding music is gonna be quite.
Yeah, it's going to be Migos into Steely Dan.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, she's into, I'm trying to think of the rapper she's into. Mystical.
Wow.
Can we have Mystical?
Does she know the full story? Does she know the
full
story?
I don't know what she
story?
Knows about. I think she just knows Mystical's the name of the guy that sings the song. I don't know if she could pick him out of a lineup, you know, no pun intended, but you know what I mean? I don't know if she knows what the guy looks like.
I'm just saying, when a guy's just got out of jail for rape, it's hard to sing. I came in with my dick in my hand, yeah, bitch, well, be cool.
She likes that, though. That's her style. So I'm kind of like, all right, DJ, we need you to go from Mystical, then we're going to go to the Beatles, throw some Replacements in there, and then we'll slow dance to Bob Dylan, and no, it's not going to happen.
And if you could just make it all flow, that'd be great.
Throw some Dan in there. Oh, man.
I'll fire if you. I don't hear the Dan, bro.
Oh, my God. I think I'll put that on when I want the wedding to wrap up.
Yeah.
All right, everybody, get down. We only have the hall till 11.
That's hilarious.
Chris, I'm going to see you this weekend. I'm super looking forward to it, as always.
Joel, always a pleasure, brother. I will see you very soon.
Sounds great, Chris. Thanks so much for doing this, buddy.
No worries, buddy.
All right, man. Take care, Chris.
Have a good one, Joel.
Bye-bye. Well, yeah, maybe I'm a Steely Dan guy now. I don't know. I don't want to be. But yeah, Chris Robinson, there you go. That's an inside look right there, right? If Chris Robinson thinks they're cool, I should think they're cool. I don't know. And yes, I am getting married, and I don't know how that's going to go. I mean, not the marriage, the wedding. The wedding's the concern. What music's at the wedding? That's a concern. But we'll work it out. If she wants Mystical and Shake That Ass and all those other dumb songs, darn it, she'll get it. Because that's the kind of guy I am. And once again, as we talked earlier, but join us on Instagram. Join us on Facebook. Comedy Castle Pod or Comedy Castle Podcast on Facebook. Add us on there. We like to send out a little link, tell you that the show's up, give you a link to the stand-up comic that's on the show and what they're doing. It's nice. You guys will like it. Be our friend, right? And it's not our friend anymore. It's a follower. Follow me. Follow Comedy Castle Podcast, and we will lead you to the funny. That's what we do. That's our goal every week. That's our goal at Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle, leading you to the funny for 45 years. Let's get that painted on the side of the building. I'll get to work on that this week. All right, everybody. Let's get out of here. We'll see you this weekend with Chris Porter. Have a great rest of your week. Bye-bye.